Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Well, once again, it's nice to be here and see all of you. And once again, my name is Father Dennis Ricciatelli, and I've been in the diocese here for a number of years, and it's wonderful to be here at St. Anne's. I'd like to tell you the story, a quick little story, about an Italian man, an immigrant from Italy, and he immigrated to New York City. Well, he found it, went to, of course, when right off the boat, so to speak, and he found Little Italy, and that's where he settled down. So he was in his home, and he said, I'm going to look for a bar to go get a glass of wine. So he did. He found a local neighborhood bar, and he kind of liked it, so he started going there for a drink occasionally. So he was very unusual, though, because when he would go in for a drink, he would order 3 glasses of wine. Well, the first time he did this, the bartender was kind of surprised, but he gave him his 3 glasses of wine. Now, this was one of those bars where it wasn't one of those big goblet wine stem glasses, a little glass, you know, not that much of wine, the way they used to serve it in Italy, in a little glass, regular glass. But anyway, he would drink one, and then have the other one, then the third one, and then he would order another round. 3 glasses of wine. So he did this for a few days, a few times, and then finally the bartender's curiosity got the best of him. And he asked him, he says, I notice that, you know, you always order 3 glasses of wine and customers are beginning to wonder why you do that. So he explained to them that when he left Italy, he left his 2 brothers there. He was the only one in his family that came to America. And he said, we made a promise to each other that every time we had something to drink, we would have 3 of them as a way of keeping the family bond together. So everybody thought, well, what a nice idea that is. You know. So he continued this practice for quite a while. One day, he came in and he ordered only 2 glasses of wine. So the bartender didn't say anything, but he looked kind of sad. And he kept wondering, you know, why is he only ordering 2 glasses of wine? This another round, he had another 2 glasses and another 2 glasses. And he left. And people were talking about him. They kind of presumed that one of the brothers had died, and that's why there was only 2 glasses of wine, one for him and one for the living brother. Well, the next time Luigi, the man, went in to order his wine, he ordered the 2 glasses, and the bartender says, well, we would all like to offer our condolences on the loss of your brother. And Luigi replied, oh, I haven't lost a brother. They're both alive and well in Italy. I just gave up wine for Lent. So feel free to relate that to anybody you want to. You can change the nationality to any nationality you want to. And the reason I mentioned it, a little story to you, because of the humor, and it's good to have a smile on our faces, but also because it talks of Lent. Of course, this is what we are all about today, huh? The first Sunday of Lent. And I'd like to tell you a little personal experience of my own. When I was young, maybe about the age of our servers back here, maybe even a little younger, back in my hometown of Pittsburgh, people like to know that sometimes. Well, every year Lent would come around, and I would wonder. The priests and the nuns would all tell us, well, now this is Lent, and you should do more church things, more religious things. So, for example, you should try to come to the Station of the Cross, and then the older people were told how to come to daily Mass, maybe increase your number of times you pray the Rosary a week. And I would wonder to myself, why are we called now to do, and still today we are, huh? We're called to fast and to abstain and give up something. People still give up things. It's still a tradition of the Church. But I used to wonder to myself, why do we only do this during Lent? I thought we were supposed to be holy all year. We should be praying the Rosary all year. We should go to confession as much as we can during the regular year. What is so special about Lent that we have to be holier? And does it mean that once Lent is over, we can go back to our old ways and not be so holy? Well, that didn't make much sense, huh? So I kind of just let it sit, didn't worry too much about it. As I said, I was young and I was still learning. Well, I did learn quite a bit as the years went on. And I discovered one year in our parish, they had a Seder dinner, S-E-D-E-R, Seder dinner, which is really a Jewish thing from the Jewish tradition. Of course, the roots of Christianity are in Judaism, Jewish faith. Well, the Seder dinner, I don't know if you have them here or not, but some of the parishes in the area do. The little Seder dinner is a tradition for Jewish people right around the time of Passover, which usually coincides with Easter time, Jewish Passover and Christian Easter time. And at the Seder dinner, the whole family, the whole clan gets together from the youngest to the oldest. And in olden days, this was a lot easier than it is today when we don't have such nuclear families. People are more spread out. But they would have the whole family, extended family from, as I said, the children to the great-great-grandparents, all gathered around for this particular dinner. Special food is served. And there's a particular order that the food is served in. And another part of this tradition is that one of the little children asks a question. It's the same question every year. It's a scripted question. And the little child says, "What makes tonight so special? Why are we gathered here having a meal with everybody that we do other times of the year, but why is tonight so special?" And then one of the older people at the dinner will explain to the child why that Seder dinner is so important, so special to their faith. And when I heard that for the first time, it dawned on me. I said, well, that's kind of the same question that I ask. What makes Lent? What's so special about Lent? That we have to be holier. Well, the answer to the little boy who asks what's so special about tonight's dinner is that the older people would explain that they celebrate and commemorate on that night of the Seder dinner the fact that the Israelites were set free from slavery in Egypt. Set free from slavery. And they want to remember that. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. They want to remember that event when they were set free from slavery. And it kind of dawned on me. Well, same thing applies to our Lent. We celebrate, we set aside this particular time to celebrate our freedom. Not freedom from slavery. Our freedom from sin. Our freedom from condemnation. Our freedom from evil and the effects of all the evil that exists in the world. And we celebrate that, we commemorate that as we walk with Christ on his way to Calvary. Our Lent, you can call it similar to the celebration that we would have for birthdays, for wedding anniversaries, even the anniversaries of deaths. On those particular days, we stop our normal activities if it's somebody's birthday, huh? On a particular day, if it's a wedding anniversary, today we will celebrate, again after Mass, a wedding anniversary, recommittal of vows for a couple that will be celebrating their, that are celebrating the 60th wedding anniversary. It's a special time. You remember it every year, every year. And same with anniversaries of deaths. Especially if you've lost somebody that you love dearly, when that day comes that they died on, doesn't matter how many years even, it can be a year ago, 25 years ago. You remember that date and you do special things on that date, don't you? You stop your normal activities. You might, for example, in a death case, you might say, I'm going to have a special Mass said on this date. Well, that same thinking applies to Lent. That's what Lent is all about. Each year, we remember the Passion of our Lord, and to make the season special, we commemorate it in special ways by increased devotions. And these increased devotions, whatever they may be, more Mass attendance, more confessions, more prayers, more rosaries, going to the Stations of the Cross, whatever they may be, help us to walk with Jesus on his way to Calvary. We don't want to forget that because it's such an important part of our faith. These increased devotions of ours help us to remember and to never forget how Jesus suffered to conquer victory. Victorious over sin, victorious even over death. Every year, we observe Lent to keep the memory of Jesus' passion alive in our hearts. Every year, we celebrate with Jesus the final conclusion of that suffering, his resurrection from the dead. And that resurrection is celebrated not every year, but every Sunday. We celebrate that resurrection when we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the Mass. Bless you all in these thoughts.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.